Anderson Power Sports Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in Northwest Arizona since 2022. We have the following manufacturers: Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, Godfrey Pontoon Boats, Bennington, and Mercury. Visit our website at AndersonPowerSportsAZ.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Salmon's Air Conditioning dominates in saving residents thousands in heating, cooling, replacement, and repairs. Up to $900 in Unisource utility rebates are available for you right now. With Salmon's Air Conditioning, expect superior assistance and quality with their maintenance plan. Receive priority service, parts, exclusivity, special discounts, and all for only $160 a year. Make the switch to Salmon's before your AC switches to broken and unavailable for repair. Visit salmonsac.com today.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the Law Offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Oh, Sparky, where are you? Oh, dear Lord.
This just in. In what may be one of the most unexpected historical breakthroughs in decades, a Chihuahua named Sparky is being hailed as a hero after discovering the remains of the long-missing labor leader, Jimmy Hoffa. We are joined by the owner. What are your plans?
Aye, it's most definitely a cut-above grooming day now.
A cut-above grooming. No matter what your four-legged detective gets into, a cut-above grooming cleans them up dirt cheap. It's a cut-above. Main Street, Havasu.
Havasu's Amore Pie and More is where everything tastes like your best childhood memory. Kimberly and her team are baking up more than just pies. They're baking joy, community, and a little bit of magic into every bite. Come grab something sweet, savory, or perfectly in between. Whether it's quiche for breakfast, pie for lunch, or cheesecake, just because there's always room for Amore. Amore Pie and More, where love is in every bite. New Amore Pie and More.com. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Let's go Knights.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems, proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Fighting Knights are polishing up for the second half, and we're detailing exactly what just went down in the first. It's time for the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.
All right, thank you very much. Perfection to Detail with that fantastic halftime sponsorship. We've got Senior Night here at Buckeye. Again, your halftime score, Havasu 16, Buckeye 7, and it's the Buckeye Hawks. We've got about 15 minutes left at halftime, and actually it's not senior night, it's homecoming. So you got the homecoming court there at the midfield stripe. You got a football player. That's like a pretty good group of kids out here in Buckeye, Arizona. I should say young adults. I have a really bad habit, folks, of calling high school kids. They're high school students or young adults. All right, I'm going to take a look at the scoreboard, as many scores as I could get anyway. in that break. And Jim's going to fetch my regular glasses while I try this with my prescription sunglasses on. The leader in this region, the West Valley 4A that the Havasu Fighting Knights are in right now, Estrella Foothills, who's also 5-0, or also 5-0 with Yunker. It's the battle of the 5-0s, Yunker and Estrella Foothills. Yunker's got them doubled up, it looks like, at halftime, 28-14, the Yunker Rough Riders over Estrella Foothills. And the team that's tied with Buckeye at 3-2 down at the bottom of the table is Deer Valley. Deer Valley in a dogfight right now with Chaparral, 7-7, that score at halftime as well. Mojave playing Prescott tonight. Mojave, I'm a little surprised, guys. Mojave had, of course, you got Joe Yoni, the senior quarterback, who's this is his fourth year as a Mojave T-Bird, playing in his senior year, of course. And Mojave right now, 14-14 at Prescott. So I don't know, man. Mojave right now is at 3-2. They could easily slip to 3-3. Prescott, no pushover for sure. Lee Williams, the Volunteers of Kingman, they're on the road as well. They're at Westview. That score, 21-10, the halftime score. Lee Williams, Volunteers, out front by 11 points. All right, let's take a look at the scoreboard in the pros. If you missed it, oh, the Suns are up. This is preseason, though. Halftime, 57-44 over the L.A. Lakers. You've got, let's see, did the NBA. I wanted to get some baseball in there. Minnesota looks like beat the Chicago Cubs. No, that's the NHL. Sorry. You got to look at logos sometimes just to know your teams, right? All right. Don't have any Major League Baseball scores, but tomorrow I'm going to try to pick up the KNTR Sports lineup off of the website. Thanks to Marissa June for picking up the posting duties on the website. It's www.kntrsports.com. If you're listening on the stream, then you already know that. All right, KNTR Sports. Let's see if Paul could spell. He would bring this up. Here we go, .com. And we've got on tomorrow's games for Saturday, you've got Texas at Florida. That is a noon start. There's one more college game. I don't see it on here. I believe it is the North Carolina game. And then we've also got the fantasy forecast is going to be at 4:30 tomorrow. That's the NFL fantasy forecast from Westwood One. Then you've got NFL preview at 5 and NFL insider at 5:30. So that's where we move that. Why did we move it there? Because you have an NFL international game from London, England. You've got the Minnesota Vikings taking on the Cleveland Browns. And that, again, in London, England, a 6:15 a.m. start. Thank you, Mr. Cheney. And, boy, it's going to get loud here in a minute because we're on the roof and we're very close to the speakers. I don't know the song, but it's pretty loud. I'll try to turn down that crowd mic a little bit so I can get over it. All right, then you got Dallas Cowboys. We're going to join the pregame in progress. Cowboys at the Jets. That's MetLife Field, of course, in New York or New Jersey, my bad. 9:30 start. And then we'll join the Arizona Cardinals. 1:05 kickoff against the Tennessee Titans. That'll be a pretty good game, actually. We'll see if the Cardinals can get into the win column. And a 4:30 Sunday night football pregame. And the 5:15 kickoff will have the New England Patriots at the Buffalo Bills. That's a pretty good AFC East rivalry right there, although the Bills right now definitely is a stronger team. Monday night football, 4 p.m. is the kickoff. Jimbo, you there, Jim?
Hi there.
Now I can see why that music was so loud, because your mic was sitting right there, and I didn't have it closed. All right. Monday night, are you a Chiefs fan at all?
I liked Marcus Allen.
You're a college guy.
Yeah, but that was 25 years ago, man.
So?
I liked Hank Stram, too.
Chiefs at Jacksonville.
Nobody torqued a program like Hank Stram.
Yeah, well, that's true. All right, so all the games, of course, KNTR Sports, 980 AM, 94.3 FM in Lake Havasu City, Kingman and Parker, 100.5 FM in Jim Cheney's neck of the woods. That would be Bullhead City, Needles, and Laughlin. Think we should take a break?
I could use one after the run I just made.
I could use one after the talk I just made. Whew. By the way, Mojave tied at Prescott 14-14.
They were both ranked close, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Within a couple.
Let's get into that after
okay.
the break. And, again, you're listening to KNTR Sports, 980 AM, and streaming at KNTRSports.com. You got the Fighting Knights up at halftime by a score of 16-7 over the Buckeye Union Hawks. We'll be right back.
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena. Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas, Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and Endless Pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies, free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights!
The Bradley Auto Group is a proud sponsor of high school football. Hey, this is Robert with the Bradley Auto Group. Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, and Riverview Auto Sales. You'll find hundreds of pre-owned and new vehicles on our lots. We are community-minded and always looking to support athletic and education causes. Please see any of our dealerships for a new car, truck, or SUV. We have award-winning service departments, body shop, parts departments, and from all of us at Bradley Auto Group, Go Knights!
Every morning, the sun greets you, as reliable as a train heating and cooling system. Well, almost. Because no matter the temperature outside, it's always perfect inside. And when the sun calls it a day, a train system is there to say goodnight. Heating, cooling, and beyond.
Over 52 years and nothing stops Salmon's air conditioning. Fortunes save for comfortable homes every time. Visit salmonsac.com, a bookmark worth saving. Salmon's air conditioning.
It's hard to stop a train.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
There's nothing better than Friday night's football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havistyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Family fun is my favorite time. Let your adventure begin at Havistyle Recreation, your Mercury dealer. If your fun is boating, try our 2025 low SS210 boats equipped with the Mercury Pro XS150, offering discounts over $9,000. Campers, boaters, and desert explorers, bring family fun to your next level.
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills.
Okay, we're having some computer issues on this end. We don't necessarily know
it's your time.
Whether
your
we're on, but I suppose we are on. River Valley Window checking some scores that we didn't have quite yet. River Valley, and the Dust Devils, playing Wickenburg, River Valley. Up on top of that game, 51-0.
From window manufacturers such as
holy mackerel, as she tries to get that thing fired up over there. We've got the Buckeye Band taking the field, looking with the exception of the drummers. They're looking at us. Everybody else is looking at the Havasu side.
I got it. Got a flat tire?
Who you Paul call? Is breaking havoc on the computer system.
I got it.
We're good.
We will be.
We are up on the roof here. And that's a steep ladder.
You got some scores, though.
I got the one. Which was the other? Which one did we miss, Paul?
Well, okay, what did you?
I got River Valley, Wickenburg, 51-0.
River Valley getting the gold star of the night, for sure. That's the biggest lead of the night for anybody.
And a tip of the cap.
Who's the
Welcome back to the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.
You got Mojave?
Mojave 14-14 at Prescott.
14-14?
It was.
And you were looking for Laughlin?
Yeah, Laughlin, Needles, you know, some Nevada 2A still shows some interest here in the tri-state area for sure. You got a Lee guitarist at 50-yard line. This is really interesting.
Check out the hair on her. That is that a hat or is that hair?
Is that a good? That
black
is a guitar,
right.
Not a bass, right?
Black on the right, blonde on the left.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
She's playing lead guitar. Now she's not going to do that anymore.
No.
Hands off the guitar.
You know what? That's because...
Heads out of the 50 because she is the drum major.
She is.
She doesn't carry the staff.
No.
She carries the guitar.
That just makes her a little bit less intelligent because she's a guitar player, not a drummer. Or she is a drummer. I'm sorry. Because she's a drummer, not a guitar player.
They have... 7 xylophones.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, let's call it 6 xylophones and a Glockenspiel.
Yeah, they went shopping at Xylophone City for sure.
Yeah, it's a big market. Biggest store in Buckeye, actually.
They got a gong, too. This band's got it all, man.
And a great big...
You know what they don't have?
Bass drum.
Script, Ohio.
They don't. They do have white tubas.
Script, Ohio. I love watching the Ohio State Buckeyes band for that. The Script, Ohio. When they spell it out there at midfield. Anyway.
So Cousin Wally's taking on Cibola. You said that's not too far from here, right?
And Cousin Wally's team is?
Palo Verde Valley Blight.
Not far from here at all. Cibola, probably less than an hour away.
Okay. No score being reported there. Modern Day taking on Orange Lutheran.
Really? Modern Day, number one team in the country, right?
Modern Day 7. Orange Lutheran 3? Probably not. I believe they lost.
Oh.
I think.
Who is that? Bishop Gorman by now?
They lost their game. Somebody said it's the first time in something like 9 years they lost to a team that's not named Bishop Gorman, maybe?
Yeah, right. Right.
Hey. They beat Bishop Gorman 27-24.
Oh, wow. 2 minutes left in the halftime, and they started with 20, so we should probably take a short break.
Okay.
All right. Paul LaVoie, Jim Chaney, and the Fighting Knights up 16-7 at halftime. Back with more in a moment. And, yeah, we've got the issues resolved. Back with more.
What happened?
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Fireman!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test. So it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Mojave College. The name and look are new, the focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time, your college, Mojave College.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto. Proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Fulcrum, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
Welcome back. This is KNTR 980 AM. I'm Jim Chaney. That's Paul Lavoie bringing you Friday Night Lights from Buckeye, Arizona. In blue, Buckeye about to take the field. We've got a 16-7 game on the way during the break. Paul, you had your shades on. The sun was right in your eyes. Mm-hmm. You asked me to run out to your car and get your glasses.
If I had you lined out on this stuff, then I would have done it myself. But you did a good job.
I didn't bring my phone, and then I'm like, I don't know where your glasses are, so I did a full search.
You did good.
And I didn't find anything nefarious.
So good, thank goodness.
Okay.
I hit it well.
I will not be arresting you today.
Citizen's arrest, right, Barney?
Boy, the trip up here. I was so excited when I saw corn.
You were. The thing is, I'm not so sure we were supposed to see that cornfield because we went too far. I don't know what happened with the GPS. But,
it had us going in on a dirt road, like a 3-mile dirt road that to get here, but then we were going to make a U-turn.
You know, Mr. Greeley would not be surprised after one of the experiences we had in Blackstaff with my GPS.
And then, as we're coming up that two-lane road, just this side of Havasu, that tour bus started coming across the midline.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Could have killed the car in front of us, and you and the guy driving didn't even like turn. It was like it was nothing to him.
And what? Okay, and you.
But did you die?
And you said exactly. That's what I said. I go what? And you go that guy could have killed us. And I go, but did he?
No.
Exactly.
We did not die.
No.
But it was.
That's because your.
Thank you.
Your color analyst was very calm.
Havasu not to receive. Deep men at the 20 and the 18. I see Spencer back there. Here's the kick. Up and received at the 22. He fumbles it, picks it up. He's at the 25 to the 30. He dances to the far sideline, and he will go down at the 33-yard line where the Havasu Knights, the Fighting Knights, are to take over.
Is that number 80?
By the way, Paul.
Blake Pohl. Looks like an up man.
Yes,
sir.
We have to go down this ladder. It's not a straight up and down ladder. It's
leaning back.
It's leaning back.
It's like climbing a transmitter tower. You ever done that?
No.
Yeah, I did
it
over.
I don't like heights, and I don't like that ladder.
Do you remember Dimension Cable?
Yes.
That tower? Yeah, I climbed it before.
It's like
leaning backwards when you're climbing.
I was talking to Buck downstairs, Buckeye, his family's been here 100 years. I asked him, how did you feel about your team's performance? He's the stadium announcer here. And he said, not good. So he thinks they can do better this half, and they haven't done well in the first half. Here's the snap. It's got a hand on it. The flags fly. Nobody on it. He scrambles past the first down. He's going to pick up about 14. We do have laundry on the field. We may have another flag for a late hit. But
might
I don't
be
see a hat coming down.
It could be offsetting penalties.
I don't think they called that.
But I think we have a holding on the
side.
Yeah, we have a holding on the offense. You can tell by the way they're moving back. Ineligible man downfield.
Mm.
You don't see that often.
Referee took his hand and put it right on top of his white cap.
So that's going to
hit off.
That's going to cost 5 yards right there for the Fighting Knights.
Back to the 29-yard line. Down marker hasn't moved yet.
Again,
he needs to go 5 yards back. You're in the wrong spot, buddy.
Wow.
Okay.
There's the ball marker.
Okay.
All right.
There we go.
You know, I like the way the ref, you pay for sometimes.
The ref was quizzing the time guy. He was making sure that he had all these rules down. There's a lot of them when you got to run the clock.
As we found out at Alhambra.
Yes. Extremely wide. Takes the handoff off the middle. Throws it deep to the left. He has him. One hand reaches out. It goes to the ground. Incomplete pass at the 38-yard line. That was a long pass, and now we're going to have second and 15.
Intended receiver was number 15, Cone Taylor. Well, we got another penalty? I just see a referee with his hands on his hips. I think he's calling a penalty.
So I said to Buck downstairs, I said, well, you had us going backwards there for a while. He said, yeah. But he's not real pleased with their team.
Well, they're down by nine, so you still need two scores to win.
The snap. Trip Burke looks to the left, just leading his men a little bit too far tonight. The intended receiver, Cone Taylor, on that one, 6 foot junior, 155 pounds.
Could have used a little better touch on that one, I think. He threw a dart.
Or an arm about a foot longer.
Maybe, right?
That would be helpful to any receiver.
Right. I'm telling you, man, you know, you mentioned earlier at the top of the broadcast the number of cheerleaders here. I'll let you get through this play first after I kind of voice my opinion here. But, I mean, they're all very talented, by the way.
Are you? Okay, you're not going to criticize the cheerleaders?
No. Just
okay.
The process.
Okay.
The process. That's what I do.
Third and 15 from the gun. Fakes the handoff, throws it, he's open again, and leads them. We need to grow that arm another foot, foot and a half.
Yeah.
The men are open.
They had good play action to P and Taka. I mean, if I was a cameraman, they'd fake me out, for sure. But the ball just goes too far to the receiver. So
you're going to tell me about these cheerleaders.
Yeah, you got another play coming up. But I haven't forgotten.
I
was talking about it at halftime. There are a lot of them.
This is kind of the reverse of the way we started the game.
There's so many, their uniforms aren't the same.
We're looking at four and out for Havasu. We started the game with four and out for Buckeye. Here's the punt. He is standing there again with it.
Christmas.
Halo.
I know why he does
gets
it.
Gets the kickoff at the 45 to the 38, going forward to the 35.
Oh.
And running up there is Seth Bernier, he downs it.
Did you see what he did?
A little bit before it stopped moving forward.
It looked like he did a Three Stooges move on the coverage, man, like a whoop, right? Up it, and then went and picked up the ball like he was going to run with it. But, no, the cheerleader situation, man. I mean, I was trying to count them and I lost count. You might have three dozen. I think what happened was you had a bunch come out. And they said, you are all so great, we're not going to cut anybody.
I count 43.
We're not going to cut anybody. So they didn't.
43.
It's almost like everybody gets a trophy, except everybody gets a pom-pom.
Well, maybe not.
Everybody gets a pom-pom.
Maybe they had some really uncoordinated girls. They said, you got to go. Here's the handoff. Up the middle, number 19, getting good yardage, 12 yards, and that'll be a first down for the Hawks.
There's a solid run up the middle by number 19 for the Hawks, Zylan Yancey.
Looks like they got a little extra juice in their Gatorade at halftime.
And got to call that name, right? We were talking about that. Lucifer and Zylan.
Yeah. Throw it to Lucifer. Good heavens. We're up here on top of the press box. Excuse me, anybody. Did any of you name your kid Lucifer? I'd like to have a little talk with you.
He's a customer service. He's lost.
Wishbone shotgun.
Nope.
That pass is way over his head, lands out of bounds, incomplete. That'll bring up second and 10. That pass was intended for Tyven Guy.
We have a lost little boy named Lucifer. Exactly. A lost little boy named Lucifer. I just can't imagine. Man. Anyway.
I can imagine that on the back in Huntington Beach.
Yeah, right.
Pigeon on the beach. We are holding a lost child. His name is Lucifer. Here's the snap.
Wishbone, he heads to the right.
Yeah,
he has room. He's got a 10, 15, 20-yard gain, and he's down at the 32. And all of a sudden, Buck downstairs said he wasn't happy with what he saw. He's got to be happy with what he's seeing so far. We've got the blue in motion.
That solo tackle made, that was a great tackle by number 80.
What number?
And that's Blake Pohl. Blake Pohl, man, great job, because you probably just saved 6 points.
Lucifer's number 18. Is he on the field?
What is that, 3 sixes, 18?
The devil made me do it. Yes, it is.
Oh,
up the middle, wrapped up, but he escapes, moves to the right, and brought down from behind by number one for your Fighting Knights, Trevor Thompson, the coach's kid, in front of his mom and grandma and grandpa as well.
Yeah.
First ones in the stands.
Grandpa, a heck of a nice guy, too. He's detained me a couple times at the entrance there to Lee Barnes Stadium.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
You were detained.
Detained, you know, just, hey, Paul, how you doing? Listen to the show every day. Hey, by the way, on Speak Out 2.0, you guys got a special show coming up on Monday, right? You want to tell everybody about it after the play?
I don't.
Please do.
I'd have to look at my notes. We've got the reverse shotgun.
Yeah,
we've got a wishbone from the shotgun. The snap, he throws it to the right. He's open for a 5-yard gain. Make it 7 now as he's wrestled out of bounds. The first down, we were at 2nd and 12, and now all of a sudden we've got 3rd and 2. So,
well,
Havasu, we don't want to be losing this lead. We don't want to tighten it up.
I'll spill the beans.
But
it's River Founders Radio, man.
Oh, River Founders Radio.
Yes.
That's Monday, right?
Monday on Speak Out 2.0 at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
And you guys are going to go to noon with us. You're going to be on Monday and Friday at noon. We'll be on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday on Speak Out. That'll be after the time change.
Cat is fly in my mouth.
Nice.
Here's the snap. It's high, flags blow. Illegal procedure. We can use that. We're going to march them back 5 yards.
Well, Michael, at the city, they have a, what is that called? The insect expert.
Endonologist?
No, I can't remember what they call that. I'll think of it in a minute, but he said they're high in protein, so don't worry about it.
Oh, jeez.
The caddisfly. You have caddisflies here, though?
It felt like a caddisfly. I'm just used to having caddisflies hit me in the face.
By the river, do you?
Yeah, right on it. Okay, here we go. The snap. He's going to run left. Nope, decides to pass out in front of him, and number 9 can't reel that one in. Logan White dropped that pass. That was a tough pass to catch.
It was.
It was like a screen, but he was out in front of the screen.
Right, and the ball
I'll bet you Lucifer could have caught that.
Ball was dipping. Look at the Havasu guys over there. They're waving to us on the far side. I say look, even though it's radio. We've got these guys. I think they might be listening to the stream. They got their cell phones with their flashlights on, waving to the other Havasu guys up here on the roof.
Here's the snap. He rows left, looking deep. He's got a man wide open. He reels it in at the 10, to the 5, to the 4, the 3. And he has wrestled out of bounds. They are still wrestling. And that's going to bring a flag. Due to frustration, and now he holds his hands out like, oh, what?
Well,
you were well out of bounds and wrestling him well after the play was over.
If you're going to get an intimidation play, though, Jim, get it at the 2-yard line where you're going to get half the distance. I mean, you know what I mean? If it's going to be called against Havasu, I believe.
I don't see his number on my list.
Who is it?
I thought it was number 90. But that was bad. Now we've got 1st and goal from the 2. There's trouble.
In River City.
In Buckeye City.
Pretty
wide to the right.
Nope.
The shotgun. He hands it off. He starts left, goes right. The whistle blows.
That offense. Move.
No, he pointed towards Havasu.
Oh. No, now it's going to go to the 1-foot line.
Yeah. 1st and 1.
The 18-inch line.
Actually, 1st and goal from the 1. Inside the 1.
You remember that?
And a fumble.
You remember that repeated tush push in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Like 9 times, and they kept going half the distance.
You know, they're having success passing, but right now at 1st and 1, I'm not passing. From the gun, get the I formation, 3 wide right.
Russell Wilson tried that once.
The snap, it's high. He hands it off.
He goes to his knees at about the three and will be down for no gain, possibly a loss depending on the mark. Well, the way that ref's walking in, he's going to no gain.
No, it's Caleb Swain, number 16, the running back. Went down at the one, but thought he got in because the ball was across. Unfortunately, his knees were down. So, still have a 16-7 lead for the Fighting Knights.
They clap their hands, break the huddle. They use the huddle. Havasu doesn't.
Still in the shotgun. I don't get it.
From the gun. One back with them. Twin splits. The snap. Hands it off to the first man up the middle. He pivots and goes in backwards into the end zone. Touchdown. The Hawks of Buckeye.
Looks like Tyman Guy, number 15, or is that, oh boy, is that Lucifer? No, number 19, Zylan Yancey.
One never knows Zylan, Lucifer.
Yeah. You know, even when he wins, he loses. Just saying. Listen to those cheerleaders, man. They are that one happy group there, man.
Here's the extra point. It arches through the uprights, and it's good. The score now, Havasu 16, Buckeye 14, 8:04 on the clock. You're listening to KNTR, 980 AM.
Anderson Power Sports Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in Northwest Arizona since 2022. We have the following manufacturers: Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, Godfrey Pontoon Boat, Bennington, and Mercury. Visit our website at AndersonPowerSportsAZ.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
So, back to our lost child, Lucifer. Oh, they went for the fake out of the kick again, out of the huddle for the kickoff. And
I wonder if that fools anybody. Maybe Alhambra.
Well,
I don't know.
He kicks it. Now, see, he's 12 yards deep. It could work if he kicked it right up the middle and recovered it himself. Here's the kickoff. It's a high archer going to come down at the 30. It hits the ground. It's picked up by a bar. That's not a barra. That is Halo Jump. Hard to confuse the two, yet I managed.
A little bit.
Maybe it's the presence of Lucifer.
Maybe you need my glasses.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
You know, we were talking about Lucifer as a child being lost. I imagine, you know, on the Huntington Beach Pier, Tower Zero, they announced the lost children, and you can hear it for a mile down the beach. Attention on the beach, we're holding a lost child.
Oh, no.
His name is Lucifer, and you can see all these girls in their French-cut bikinis standing up and going, oh, that's mine.
Right. You know,
that's mine.
The Hillside Strangler would be proud, wouldn't he?
Oh man.
Was that the guy?
Well,
California
we had
prison
more
system?
The freeway guy was in my neighborhood.
Yeah, I can't remember his name. David something. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay, first and 10 for Havasu. Hands it off to the first man. He goes up the middle, and he is met 3 yards deep and brought down right there. They're having good gang tackling.
Yeah.
3 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. We'll take that every time.
Havasu fans, just imagine what happens when Coach Thompson goes into clock-killing mode. That was the first play right there.
7:39 left on the clock.
Two-point
lead for Havasu. Clock is running. Trip Burke at quarterback. In the gun. Halo wide towards us. Here's the snap a little bit low. He hands it off, and there is nothing there. He's going to lose a couple yards.
He's going to ring up a third and long.
I'm feeling a momentum swing.
Definitely.
And I'm feeling the Buckeye faithful getting into this game more and more.
And the wind is picking up, not helping the drama for Havasu at all. At least up here it's picking up.
Well, it's kind of a crosswind, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Coming from the southwest.
Right. Looks like they're throwing out something from downstairs. Throwing out
a
little poison.
Snap. Good snap. He drops back two steps, throws it to Halo.
It.
He reels it in. And from my angle, it looks like a first down.
It is.
And based on where the line judge ran up to, that will be a first down. Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
43.
On the Havasu side.
That was a heck of a pickup.
Moving towards the 50.
It's a 10-yard pickup right there.
Looks to the sideline. Trip Burke with his white towel behind him, hanging out his belt. Don't need it much. We have very dry climate here.
Yeah.
Here's the snap.
fakes the handoff, throws it left, and it is immediately batted down.
Man.
Nothing there.
Looked like Kyler Murray throwing that pass. That was thrown right back at him.
Whoo!
That could have got ugly.
That was the old fly swatter.
Yeah, but that could have got ugly if it was tipped up. But it wasn't. It was batted right down to the ground. Remember Aaron Donald on Kyler Murray? You're a big Rams fan.
What did Aaron say?
Aaron did not say anything. He just looked at Kyler, and Kyler
Here's
crumbled.
Here's the snap. He rolls left. He's at the 35. He keeps it, dumps it off, and that'll be a gain of about five. Until here we go again, Paul. Little help from the Buckeye. There as he came in, and he hit him hard.
Right
there in the hip. However, as he hit him, he gave him 2 yards.
Yeah.
He came from the left and tackled him towards the right, gave him 2 bonus yards, turned a 5-yard gain into a 7-yard gain. It's going to be 3rd and 3.
Yeah, your purple and gold and white going left to right on your radio dial.
Ball at the far, hash mark, extremely wide. To the right is Halo Jump. Here's the snap. He's looking left, fires, and it's received. And he's brought down, both feet in bounds, another first down for the Mighty Knights.
Great pickup, line to gain over by Carter Devitt, number 14. And they're moving the sticks again, Jim.
And you hear this
they shut up
guy crowd.
They shut up, didn't they?
It's getting quieter.
Because mm-hmm. they know the Knights can move it.
Here we come.
Now, this is a very important matchup, by the way, with the Knights at 4-1 and Buckeye at 3-2.
Cone Taylor comes in. Carter Devitt goes out. Unless we're switching sides.
A Buckeye win puts them tied in the
standings. A little bit low. He's looking left. Goes deep.
Oh, man.
And again, too far. But the flag comes out on this one. And I imagine it's going to be interference.
Could be.
Might be a gift.
I agree with you. I don't think that ball was catchable.
I don't think he was touching him.
Oh. We got a whole defensive holding.
Holding.
Yeah.
So it might have been away from the pass.
It's going to be an automatic first down. They're moving the sticks again. Just under 5 minutes left in the third quarter. A narrow 2-point lead, 16-14 for the Fighting Knights.
And this could be a real kick in the gut for the Bucks.
It really would be a great score. If Havasu could put it in the end zone.
Here's the snap from the gun. Hands it off.
Oh, boy.
He bobs left. He goes center, and he is up about 5 yards. That's going to bring up 2nd and 5. A nice little gain on first down.
Yeah, but Kyle Crow fought for every single yard there.
He did.
Yes, he
did. And there hasn't been a lot on those plays up the middle. So maybe we're wearing them down a little bit. They got some big kids over there on the defensive side.
That was right into the A-gap, too.
But it does look like Havasu is starting to wear them down a little bit. Trip Burke waiting to take the shotgun snap.
Good snap.
He steps back, too. He's looking left. Nothing there. He has to scramble. He hits to the left, moving for the first down marker. He comes up a little bit shy. It's going to be 3rd and short for the Fighting Knights.
Trip Burke's got eyes in the back of his head. Did you see that? I couldn't believe he got out. I thought, oh, man, he is going to get blindsided. Nope. Right in time, he got out of the pocket and picked up. Oh,
he probably heard him coming because the crowd here got so quiet.
Picked up enough to get a 3rd and short right here.
4:13 on the clock. The snap. Pitches outside. Little bit of room. Ducks inside. Head down. Trying to shove forward for the first down. It's going to be close based on
his
forward progress.
He got it. I'm going to say he got it. Yeah, you warming up? It's not even the fourth quarter yet. You can't warm up that lullaby yet. Yep, they're moving the sticks, it looks like. Yep,
it
first
is
down.
The first down.
Yep.
Nice effort there.
Folks, if you haven't heard it, it's not exactly the turn out the lights, the party's over, or lights. But, yeah, it's an Irish thing for Jim.
Well,
McChaney.
It's good to be Irish. Okay, 1st and 10. We're at the 24-yard line. The snap, hands it off up the middle. Number 24, there's nobody there. He's going to scamper all the way into the end zone.
Wow, look at
touchdown. Your Fighting Knights, courtesy of Tristan Andrade.
Wow. beautiful run.
Great acceleration.
Man,
he had a veer to the left and then veered to the right.
He's got
there was wide open.
He's got a good center of gravity. You know that kid,
the way
he runs, good, really good center of gravity. All right, let's see if we can make it two in a row.
Spencer looking for the snap here. Jay Deacon, the holder. Little movement over there on the defensive side. The kick is up. It's low, but it's good.
The line drive. And you borrow
and
a line drive.
With 3:41 in the third quarter, it's 23 for your Lake Havasu Fighting Knights, 14 for the Hawks of Buckeye.
Havasu's Amore Pie and More is where everything tastes like your best childhood memory. Kimberly and her team are baking up more than just pies. They're baking joy, community, and a little bit of magic into every bite. Inquire how Amore Pie and More can create custom screen-printed cakes for your end-of-football season celebrations today. Amore Pie and More, where love is in every bite. New AmorePieAndMore.com, next to the Havasu City Library. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Let's go Knights.
Havasu Pest Control is proud to introduce our newest team member. Say hi, Dylan. Dylan is our highly trained and certified bed bug detection dog. In less than 2 minutes, Dylan here can detect the presence of bed bugs with an astonishing 90% accuracy. Our thermal eradication treatment is incredibly effective without costly furnishing replacement. Call us and get to know Dylan, another one of the good guys at Havasu Pest Control. 855-1054.
Back, he takes it at the 25-yard line, scampers up the middle, makes a little bit of move, sets the tackler, and he's brought down almost at the kicking tee. Well, that's going to set up the Hawks of Buckeye with nice field position. They're giving him all the way to the 38, so a 2-yard loss on that kickoff. And here they come at a time when they need another touchdown to get right back in this game. They're by no means out of it. Two backs immediately adjacent to the quarterback. Here's the snap. He hands it off to number 8. He's going to pass. The man is open deep. He's all alone.
Oh,
it
no.
came up short.
Oh,
and then
brother.
He wasn't turned around looking.
Nope.
And
he buried him before the ball even got to the receiver.
When he did not need to. Yeah. The flag was thrown out, and now he's down on the field. I'm not sure which one barreled him to the ground, but, okay, not a touchdown. Yeah. How did that happen? He must have faked him out with his eyes, too. You know, you can't put your hand in his face like if you're not looking at the ball. He wasn't
right.
looking at the ball.
Well, let's go ahead and let people know who our sponsors are here on Friday
Night. Well,
thank
goodness for
football.
Those sponsors.
Yeah, I've got a little glitch issue here on thanks to what's his name from the Windows Microsoft. What's that guy's name? Gates?
Billy.
Yeah, Billy. Billy Boy Gates. I can't. Where did my sponsors go, Mr. Jim? Not
well,
good.
He's up. He's up off the field, so that's good. And the referees are talking over where they're going to put the ball. I don't think that's where they're marking the ball after the flag, out at the 23-yard line. First and 10 for the Hawks of Buckeye. Beautiful night in Buckeye, Arizona. Temperature's perfect, getting a little bit breezy, kind of coming at the Buckeyes as they march down the field offensively. Here's the snap. Throws it deep left. It's a bit of a wobbler, and it does go to the ground.
Is there another flag on that?
I think we got away with one on that one. That time Spencer wasn't going up with his hands to knock the ball away. He kind of shoved him in the hip, and number 15 for the Hawks, Tyvin Guy, is limping off the sideline. Wide receiver, quarterback, we've seen a lot of him. This wishbone shotgun, two wides to the right, one wide to the left. The snap, fakes the handoff, gives it to the second man, and he gets up the middle to the 19-yard line. So here come the Bucks. Excuse me.
The Hawks for Buckeye moving the ball. They're going to mark it at the 19. Third and six, we'll call it. Caleb Swain now at quarterback. Sometimes they intermix there. Here's the snap. Same play, same result, small gain. That's going to bring up fourth and two. Fourth and three. Are they going to go for a field goal? That would make it 17 to 23. It looks like they're just simply going for it. Big number, 75 right there at left guard. I'd follow him if I was on the Buckeyes. Here's the snap. He's going to pass. Looks to the left, deep into the end zone. And being shoved early. And Spencer Ibarra getting away with another one. Oh, Nelly. They're giving him low fives on the way out, but he...
I'll be with you in a second, Jim.
He escaped on that one. So that is where the Fighting Knights are going to take over, and that was quite deflating for the Hawks of Buckeye. 17-yard line, being taken over by the Fighting Knights in the white jerseys. Blue end zone, big white bold letters, Buckeye on the left, Hawks on the right. Olsen Stadium, slight breeze in favor of your Fighting Knights. Should they kick another field goal?
You know, that's an interesting question, being a 23-14 lead. If they can get
rolling
in a field
to
goal.
To the left, the pass. He has his man. Number 14 grabs it. He's at the 15, the 30, the 35, to the 38, where he goes down. And he points for that first down.
This has definitely been a game of momentum shifts. And Havasu's got the momentum right now with 2 minutes left in the third quarter.
And it's getting really quiet over here for the Buckeyes.
Wait till that lullaby gets going, man. It's going to get real quiet.
We might have
sleepy
to be
time.
Singing that shortly.
You're going to need another quarter.
Maybe not. Well, 1:48 left in the third.
Right.
From the gun, one wide to the left, two wide to the right. Fakes the handoff, throws it over the middle.
Oh.
He catches it at the 47. He's got open here. Right. Could he have the wheels to make it all the way? 20-15, 10-5, touchdown, your Fighting Knights.
Luke, what is he doing? Is he hurt
is he
going to sleep?
Did he cramp up?
Yes. That could be a hamstring injury.
Or it's not a hamstring.
Let's hope not.
They're blowing the tie for a timeout. Trainer runs out on the field.
Yeah, he's limping like it's a hamstring or a cramp. You know what?
He is gimping off the field.
They just doubled him up, plus one. 29-14. Mm-hmm. Fighting Knights. Mm-hmm. He's warming up, folks. He's definitely warming up. You got Dandy Don on. It was hilarious. On the way down on the YouTube. Pretty funny stuff.
29-14. Spencer Ibarra for the kick. Good snap. The kick is up. Perfect. 30-14, your Havasu Fighting Knights take the lead. I'm Jim Chaney along with Paul Lavoie. This is KNTR 980 AM.
Sparky, I'm home.
The smell of canine halitosis permeates the air.
Sparky, what did you get into?
Sparky barks.
Your breath is incredulously grievous. It's in a cut above grooming day today.
If you have a Sparky or other related type of animal suffering from bad breath, matted fur, tick infestation, wood floor destroying claws, or any other less than desirable condition, seek the cut above grooming. Dirt cheap approach. A cut above grooming is your number one affordable resource to a clean and happy Sparky. A cut above grooming. Main Street, Havasu.
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine right and tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
We're back, KNTR 980 AM. Jim Chaney along with Paul Boy. Here's the opening kick. It's a long kick. It lands at the 10-yard line and rolls into the
zone for a touchback on a kickoff.
You're
Do
excited.
You believe in miracles?
Yeah. I want a field goal and you want a kickoff. We both got what we wanted tonight.
Oh.
I love that. I love it.
We are bringing a plan together.
Yes, sir.
And now they're going to take over at the 20. That was a good kickoff. I knew
if it would have landed
he could
short,
do it.
If it would have landed short of the end zone, it
Glad
would have been
let him
better.
1:30 in the third quarter. The snap. He's looking left. He's going to run. Nobody in front of him. He's still looking to pass. He could have run. Now he throws it out there.
Oh.
It is caught at the 40. He steps back from the 39 to the 40. He's back up to the 45.
Ooh.
That was some dancing. Looked like he was playing hopscotch right there for a minute.
Nah, I didn't like to see that. So Logan White with a good catch. And he's taken down on his own sideline and getting up slow.
Man, he was way over there by the actually the bench.
Vincent
with all the Gatorade.
Vincent Piatakaka made a good tackle, although he did hit him out of bounds.
And he's limping.
Yeah, that's you never want to see that. A good tackle, a good catch, but just the way he went down was a little awkward.
Shotgun. Twins to the left, twins to the right. Four down linemen for Havasu. Looks like an audible. Calls it to the line, steps back, still in the gun. Here's the snap. Hands it off up the middle, and the whistle blows.
Got an offside penalty. Illegal.
Illegal
false
procedure.
Start. False start. That's a dead ball foul, too.
So that's going to bring up first and 15. Negating that nice play that got us up here to the 47 in their own territory. And now they're going backwards. But we see this a lot with Havasu, the purple Habu. It starts building. You know, it just kind of spins around on the ground there, and it starts going up to the sky. There's just no stopping it. Three wide to the right. One wide to the right. The snap, the blitz, throws it.
Oh.
In the area where the blitz came from, we have three.
I'm sorry. Number
guys in purple pants there where
number,
the ball hits the ground.
The ball hits the ground. Number three, Keone Ellis, is at the 40, and he looks backwards like, where's the ball? That's why I was laughing. It's like he didn't even know he threw the sinker. Yeah, that's definitely an incomplete pass. I'm laughing at the situation.
Oh,
not,
you're laughing at a ball.
No, not at the incompletion. I was just laughing. It just appeared funny.
You're holding Lucifer on the beach.
Yeah.
On the gun.
I was holding him
to the right.
I was holding him in
lost
and bound.
He's back to the 35. Long pass. It's a duck, and it is caught by Spencer Ibarra. Interception at the 24-yard line of Lake Havasu.
I'm telling you, the little guy, man, he's in on
everything.
Every single thing in the secondary. Coach, I was wondering why you put a 5'4 guy out in the secondary. That kid's got some heart, man.
It's like every
thing. He got heart.
I don't know. Are we putting him on their best man, or are they think they're going to pick on him?
I don't know, but it's Ibarra Island at this point now.
Yeah.
It should be, right? All right.
And he continues to deny it.
Man, I'm telling you. He needs.
Oh.
I don't know why they continue to test him. All the teams do it because he's 5'4", 120 pounds of all heart, man.
He's got a nose to swat the football.
Yes, he does. I love to see that, too. You know, and I was thinking on the way down, who would be my MVP so far this season? Would it be Luke? Would it be Tripp? Or would it be Ibarra?
I think I'm going with Ibarra.
I like him, too.
From the gun, fakes the handoff, throws it short over the middle, sheds one tackler, pushing over two, trying to push forward. They pick him up off the ground, feet in the air, bring him back to the 42, however, the 38, and the official is standing at the 40.
Right. And that was Carter Devitt fighting for every inch there. He came out of that pile with his helmet off. So that's how rough
out for a play.
That's how rough it got out.
Can't
there.
Run anywhere when your feet are off the ground. And he picked them up, both feet off the ground.
All right.
Clock running, 48 seconds left in the third quarter.
The mini
30-14.
Got the mini Haboob there on the offensive line. The mini Haboob. They're wearing their white today, though. White jerseys.
Got purple pants on.
Yes, they do.
Here's the snap. Hands it off right up the middle. He's got 5. He's got 10. He's got 12. He's got 15 yards. Nice little run up the middle by number 24, Tristan Andrade.
Andrade heard me name an MVP.
Yeah, I want a piece of that.
I want a piece of that. Right.
He did have that nice run. Right?
He is a good. He's
for the touchdown?
He did.
That's true.
32-yarder. And right up the middle right there. And that's where he likes to go, is the A or the B gap. He just likes to put it right in there. But kind of like we said it last week, right? Like the guy who played for ASU, who plays for the Giants now, Scataboo.
Yes.
He's not as big and not as bulky, but you can see where he could be in the future. All right, we got a timeout on the field. Let's take a short break. Actually, not a timeout. It's the end of the third quarter. There you go. I stand corrected, Mr. Referee.
Corrected Stander, holding a child on the beach.
All right. We will be back with more, maybe even talk about some game day procedures when we come back. Fourth quarter action coming up, 30-14, Havasu. We'll be right back.
The Bradley Auto Group is a proud sponsor of high school football. Hey, this is Robert with the Bradley Auto Group. Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, and Riverview Auto Sales. You'll find hundreds of pre-owned and new vehicles on our lots. We are community-minded and always looking to support athletic and education causes. Please see any of our dealerships for a new car, truck, or SUV. We have award-winning service departments, body shop, parts departments, and from all of us at Bradley Auto Group, go Knights!
There's nothing better than Friday night's football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havasu Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Your family adventure begins at Havasu Recreation, where we are family fun toys that not only fit your budget, but your lifestyle. You'll find toy haulers, fifth wheels, RVs, even truck campers, styles and brands not found anywhere else but here. Campers and boaters and desert explorers, bring your family fun to the next level at Havasu Recreation.
The snap, fakes it to the first man, Trevor Burke, looking for somebody, and he kind of, he did have a receiver in the area. They're looking for a grounding call.
You know what?
But he was close.
52, I know you're proud of yourself, James Sosh, for the sack, but don't celebrate when your team is behind by 16 points, all right? I get it. He's trying to pump up his team, but you look kind of silly when you're down by 16 and you do that.
Carter Devitt was in the area.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't a cut and dry grounding, and it wasn't called. So it's second and 10.
It wasn't the tackle.
Quarterback
box.
Standing on the 50. Hands it off to the first man. Well, he's at the 40. He's at the 36-yard line. Needs to get to the 35 for the first down. Gonna be close.
Very. Kyle Crow with a good 9-yard run, and they're in up tempo again.
Nice
16-point lead. I like it. I like it a lot. Put your foot right on the throat.
Nice, efficient, and solid running there. We've got 15 way wide left. That's Cone Taylor.
You get that pig up the field, baby.
Carter Devon in the slot. Halo jump on the far side. Trevor Burke in the quarterback position. Trip Burke, rather. Not Trevor. My apologies.
It's Trevor Thompson.
And fires up. Here we go. Fakes the handoff. Throws it deep down the left side. He's got it.
Wow.
And he is brought down at the 5-yard line. There's a big play.
A big play. And the nail getting a little bit closer to the coffin. 5-yard line. Fighting Knights getting ready to push it in.
Cole over there. He wants a little bit of that MVP action himself.
Fighting Knights want that lead to be over 20 points, and here they come.
First and goal from the 6-yard line. The snap, reverse, wishbone, they blow it dead. And that is unfortunate because I liked the way that play was coming together. When I say a reverse wishbone,
right?
Okay, we've got the quarterback deep, and then about at pistol level to his left and right, he has two running backs, so it's almost like two halfbacks. They snap it to him, and they were going straight forward. It was going to be tough to stop. Here's the snap. He keeps it, goes to the left outside the tag line, into the end zone. There's the signal. Touchdown, your Fighting Knights.
Luke Johnson, in for the 5-yard score. Man, that, you know, that's their formation. That is their goal line formation with Luke Johnson at quarterback, and it's a keeper. Once teams learn that, might be a different story. But right now, at least two touchdowns for the Fighting Knights as they go out to a 36-14 lead with 10.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Coming in late for the extra point, number 24.
Spencer's ready, man.
Fighting Knights.
Spencer's
Tristan
ready.
Andrade. Spencer's ready. Good snap. The kick is up.
Yep.
And it's good. A little bit higher than the last one. That gives us a score of 37-14 with 10:36 left in the fourth quarter. Up on top, your Friday nights. This is 980 AM KNTR.
Sammons Air Conditioning dominates in saving residents thousands in heating, cooling, replacement, and repairs. Up to $900 in Unisource utility rebates are available for you right now. With Sammons Air Conditioning, expect superior assistance and quality with their maintenance plan. Receive priority service, parts, exclusivity, special discounts, and all for only $160 a year. Make the switch to Sammons before your AC switches to broken and unavailable for repair. Visit SammonsAC.com today.
Ow, ow, ow. Okay, that's enough. It's time to trim those nails. Oh, where did he go? Sparky, get over here.
Tired of chasing your furry friend, trying to trim those overgrown nails? Dog's coat resemble a wild jungle rather than a sleek fur coat? Your furry buddy in cahoots with the raccoons rummaging through the city trash? Bring it all to a Cut Above Grooming. Dirty dogs done dirt cheap, and the smelly cat, too. From teacup to woolly mammoth, a Cut Above does it all. Bath time, nail time, teeth brushing, flea and tick. To Cut Above, Main Street, Lake Havasu.
We're back. It's a long kickoff down to the 15-yard line. He picks it up. He heads to his left. He's at the hash mark. He's moving across the field. He's at the 35, the 40, the 45, the 40, the 45, the 40, the 35, and he's all the way down to the Havasu 30, where he is brought down by Roman Green, the last man to beat. So just when they were getting ready to send him to bed,
keeps getting that momentum thing.
And now coach is going to say, well, Jim, that's why I don't like kicking it away like that, because they run it back like that.
Darn it, Jim.
Yeah, there no touchback there. It is first and 10 at the 25 of Havasu. Ball with the Hawks. He looks to his right, has number two. Out pass, he has a little bit of room outside, and he gets down to the 8-yard line.
Ooh,
and that flag comes out late. Come on. Seth Bernier.
Better play football.
Oh, come on. You didn't see what he did?
Yeah, I did. Tackled in practice
I'm
on
sorry.
The track.
I can't I can't be that much of a homer.
You're right, though.
Okay, there is a track around the football
field.
Yeah. And as he was moving,
was
he had his momentum coming out.
It was a taunt, though.
So you've got about 10 yards of space between
the
out-of-bound line and the track, and he threw him on the track.
He did. He did.
I mean, that was flagrant, blatant. And you got the referee looking right at you,
right? We want to see who it was. It's number 7, Seth Bernier.
I think I said that.
Or Bernier. Well, when you're 6'3", 180, you know, I'm not saying you want to pick on people, but if I was 6'3 in high school, I would have been.
Just because you're 6'3 doesn't mean you want to pick on
I would have been a turd, though. I'm just saying.
Don't be that. And don't get lost on the beach.
Right.
10-18 in the fourth quarter, a keeper fakes it. 10-5, touchdown.
Wow.
I'm looking for Laundry, and I don't see any.
It was a clean play.
And they like it in Buckeye.
Three plays later, here you go.
You know, Paul, it's just,
man,
it's been a game of ebb and flow. And
I know what it is.
Just when you see Havasu, that purple Habu, slamming the door shut at every opportunity, and then they make it. Let them make it look so easy.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Your reputation singing precedes itself, man. They don't want to hear your lullaby because they know it's like a Batman movie. They're going to go to sleep.
Well, they know how this story's going to end. Here's the snap. Oh. The kick is up. Pressure, but it's good. They almost got to him on that one. It's 37-21, 10-14 in the fourth quarter. You're listening to KNTR 980 AM.
You are. And Fighting Nights Football brought to you by Sammons AC, saving thousands on repairs and replacements. Save with Sammons Air Conditioning. Get priority service and big energy savings with their $168 annual maintenance plan. Serving the tri-state area for over 53 years, visit SammonsAC.com. Sammons, SammonsAC.com.
Let's see if they go with their huddle fake on the kickoff. I don't know what else you call it because I've never seen it.
I don't either.
And you know, if you look at it, they in their huddle, it is a little bit of a division. There's definitely four guys on this side of the ball, four guys on this.
It's a legal
formation.
I see it. There he goes. He's looking
Pocking
at
it over.
Looking at
last
him.
Check with the coach to
it's
see
like
if we need the onside kick. His foot actually went over the 40-yard line. Now he turns around and walks back off his distance.
It's like he's standing to a
style.
He's standing to talking to a standing book club.
Riley Willett is the kicker.
Looks like the
tricky
book club.
Little guy.
And
it is an onside kick, and it is firmly brought in there by your Fighting Knights. That is Brian South.
Got a flag, though.
There is?
Yeah, I don't think the ball traveled 10 yards. I don't know.
Well, that doesn't matter. He can recover it.
It could have been
sure.
Offside, though, on that kickoff. There's a flag over there on the far side. Right?
Oh, way over there.
45-yard line. Yes, sir.
I was befuddled. I was stymied.
Befuddled.
I didn't
nice.
Know what was happening.
Nice. Good he's radio
picking,
word.
He's picking up the flag and returning it to its rightful owner.
Good radio word.
Did we see a call?
I just saw the call, the arm go against.
They're relining
yes.
back up for right. a kickoff, and they are at the 35, so it must have been offside. You're right, Paul. Paul, you were right, and I don't want you to forget this moment.
Yeah, the guy that got the wrong player on the first play of the game. You know, even a blind squirrel gets a nut every now and then.
Ew.
All right.
Yeah,
there he goes with that weird
big kickoff.
You know, you can only do it so many times before everybody's expecting
well, yeah,
it.
Yeah, but then when they least expect it,
right.
expect it.
I guess.
Okay.
There we go.
Four guys to the right of the kicker. And this is another onside kick. Two
wow.
in a row, and this time.
That ball did not travel 5 yards. Or 10 yards.
Picked up by number 31 of your Fighting Knights.
Uh-huh.
That is
where did they mark
Bailey.
And where did they mark it?
At the
44. 44. Kick from the 35 and recovered at the 44.
But they can do that.
They can.
Now,
they can.
What the rule is, offense can't recover it until
oh, yeah. right.
10 yards.
I got you. All right, here we go.
So we don't have to get all excited. But it's not like you lost your child on the beach.
That would be Lucifer, right?
Yes.
The lost child. All right.
Hey, that's got a nice ring to it. Lucifer Lavoie.
Hey, come on, man. Don't give Greeley any more ammo
you
than
gonna,
he already has.
You going to have any kids?
Stop it. I already had one. And I'm no comment. Jeez. This is getting bad.
Okay.
Ooh,
we're at the 44.
Hope she's not listening.
We're at the
44.
Lucifer's parents. They might not
easy
be nice them. People.
No, I
okay,
would imagine.
He flinched.
No, maybe.
Right guard, number 74 for Havasu, kind of flinched on that one. Isaac Campbell.
You know.
But there's no penalty. They blew a whistle. So timeout Havasu, I believe.
So if the doctor drops your baby named Lucifer during delivery, is that a fallen angel?
Yes.
Just saying.
Yes.
All right. Havasu Fighting Knights football brought to you by, I want to check this place out, Havasu Springs Resort. When you're craving comfort, spice,
or just drove by it.
Something fresh off the grill. Yeah, but I always drive by it. I never get to stop. Your perfect plate awaits at Havasu Springs Resort.
You
sunset
driving,
menu.
Coach.
It doesn't matter whether I'm going to a gig or what. I never get to stop at Havasu Springs. Sunset menu special starting at just $15, located between Parker and Havasu. That's why, off 95 on the lake.
You
visit HavasuSprings.com. And you know,
go ahead. As a passenger, I think maybe I do. Okay, here's the snap. He takes it on the 50, hands it off. He's to the 40, the 45.
Ooh, and Roddy.
And down to the 33-yard
wow.
line.
He got it all back.
He was shedding tacklers.
Man.
It was like an arch of arms of guys in blue that he just kept ducking under, head down, and moving forward. Quick play here for a team that's leading. Handoff. And he is met in the backfield. He'll be lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage.
I thought it was Cole Cecina, but it's actually
Tristan
Andrade. And I always got to give Cole Cecina, his dad, Captain Kirk, a shout-out. Kirk Cecina, Captain, Lake Havasu City Fire Department, Police Department. Ooh, he's gonna get me now.
I wonder if he's ever pulled over a guy named Lucifer. Could you imagine? Who do you have pulled over? It's Lucifer.
Yeah. I was going to spell phonetically, but I'll mess it up.
Such a good child. Second and 10. Here's the snap. Back up the middle. No, he pops it outside. He's to the 30. Jugs in to the 29, to the 28, to the 27. Fighting for every yard, and he's brought down at the 27.
Andrade, man.
Eaton clock. 37-21.
You know, that's the guy to give it to when he's Eaton clock, for sure. When you want Eaton clock, you got a player down on the turf.
And looks like he might be cramping up, but
If he is, he needs to learn to straighten his leg.
Quick break.
Okay.
All right, back with more in a moment. 37-21, your Fighting Knights. 9 minutes left in this ball game.
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time, your college, Mojave College.
Ah, Brother Jim. It's not Brother Jim, it's Jim Chaney on the play-by-play. I'm Paul LaVoy.
Are we back?
Oh, my goodness. According to some people, we aren't, but yeah,
okay.
We're back. We're back.
Well, we still have a player down on the field.
It took us so long to work together, by the way.
Well, it was all...
Man, we were wondering who was going to be the straight guy and who was going to tell the... Tell the jokes.
All these other nice people in the broadcasting industry that we've had the pleasure of working with in the past,
and the ones that are no longer working or with us, or
around,
or greeters at Walmart.
Or,
I don't know. Are there
or
any?
Walking free and
possibly
probably should have been in jail?
I have no idea who you're talking about. No,
well,
I sincerely don't. Anyway, we have a player down on the turf and it is not a Havasu player. And we'll remind everybody that Fighting Knights football brought to you by River Valley Window Company. Trust them, your Milgard certified dealer. You know what Milgard is? It's a pretty darn good name in the window industry is what it is.
It is?
Yes.
Like, oh, well, I shouldn't mention that.
Don't say that. I thought you were going to say something else. In Havasu for over 15 years. Visit their showroom today and discover why neighbors trust them for beautiful, energy-efficient windows and doors. Visit, pay attention, RBWCO.com. RBWCO.com. Or W.
It.
Not W. Did you ever work for a W? Or it's been all K's for me.
WXRP. No, it's W's are west of, excuse me, east of the Mississippi. So I work for WPXR Rock Island.
Is Iowa on the west side of Mississippi?
Yeah,
I didn't realize that. I guess okay. Now that I look at Cedar Rapids, I got you. That's where my mother was born.
Lived in Davenport, crossed the Mississippi every day to go to work in Rock Island.
Nice.
And my program director there, I believe he actually still is in jail.
What?
Yeah.
How long ago was that? You
well,
were in Iowa
left
30 years before you got
right.
here.
Well,
he's like 100 years old, Jim Chaney. So anyway.
No, he was only a couple years older than me. And it was the most popular radio station per capita in the country at the time.
Format?
We were bigger, all formats.
Oh.
Okay. It was extraordinarily popular.
Or random.
No, it was a power format, you know.
What year?
Top 45. 87, 88.
Oh, wow.
And it was owned by Dr. David Roth.
It was his middle name Lee?
That's his nephew.
David Lee Roth is his nephew? Wow.
Yes. And his Dr. Roth was a brain surgeon.
Uh-huh.
I'm working graveyard. They say, they're showing me the phone lines. When this light comes on, this means I'm listening. When that light comes on, that means Dr. Roth is listening.
Really?
If that light comes on during your shift, because you're working overnights, that means he's doing emergency brain surgery. Do not have dead air. We don't want the scalpel to slip.
They really said that to you?
They did.
Wow.
And that's pressure.
Wow.
So I asked him, well, what does he look like? And they said, well, he is Uncle Dave, which is what they call David Lee Roth.
Okay.
Uncle Dave.
Right.
And that's a tribute to his uncle.
I'll be darned.
And they said, well, okay, he looks like David Lee Roth, but balding and very Jewish.
And now David Lee Roth looks like that.
Exactly. He looks like his Uncle Dave.
There you go.
So
that's funny.
I did learn a lot from the program director, but there were vicious air checks. There was pounding on the fist.
What?
The fist pounding on the desk, veins popping out of his neck.
And I'm from California. So it was the new Power 98.9.
Okay.
And
so you were playing, everything from Tears for Fears to Power Station.
So
that's top 40 for me.
Taylor Dane.
Okay.
Prince.
Yeah.
You throw in your Kokomo.
Taylor Dane. Right.
Okay.
Something from my heart. I remember
so
that. Okay.
We Californians in our accent, if you're saying, he hated the way I said the numbers that follow, the two numbers that follow 8.
Okay.
Sam.
9-10.
Say that again?
9-10.
Ooh, I think you kind of changed the way you said
9-10. What's wrong with that?
Okay.
He hated the way we said it in a non-secular accent, right?
I naturally say 9.
9?
He's like, that's a soft I.
What?
It's not 9. There's no H in it.
What, you want to say 9?
And I would say
it like a German or
10, like a 10. He's like,
ten.
It's not a 10 like a tin can. It's 10.
Okay.
Wow. And,
I thought he was a surgeon, not a radio expert.
And he would write so many notes.
Wow.
And then when he found out we were counting the pages, he started writing smaller. And he went to jail for having things on his computer he wasn't supposed to have.
Oh, so he's like Chuck Berry.
I got you. Here's the snap. Rolls to the right at the 30 to the 26-yard line.
So he was one of the early cyber criminals.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, the way, the viciousness that he did his air checks.
Huh.
And, you know, they say people that do that, that comes from the dad. And I can just imagine. That it was, I'm sorry, this is deep.
Huh.
Let's,
yeah, you're like in psychoanalysis right now.
Oh, it was.
Waxed on, waxed on.
It was horrible. Here's the snap. Going up the middle, looking for a first down.
Luke.
He's going to have it. Fourth and two.
Wow.
And move the chains for the Havasu Fighting Knights.
I'm going to give it about 6 minutes to lullaby time, folks.
You know, so when this happened, he was at WHO.
Uh huh.
Well, their slogan. They're one of the 7 clear channel AM stations.
So
and they are in Des Moines, Iowa, but they're like one of the, there's only like 2 stations, I believe, with a W.
Right.
On this side of the Mississippi.
All right, we got a first and 10 now.
First and 10 at the 21.
7:55. Yep, 7:55.
From the gun, hands it off up the middle, flag on the play. He keeps it, and he is brought down at the 26-yard line. It's going to be a big loss. We're going to see what the flag is.
I got a question for you, Jim. 7:46 left, 16-point lead. Your team is threatening on the 25 of the Hawks. If they score, do they take out Trip Burt? You got enough.
I don't think this is totally in the bag.
But you got enough backup. If they score, they'll go up.
Okay, I think we have a problem here.
They'll go up almost 23 points.
Okay, they declined the penalty, so they took the loss of like 6 yards. Which was the right thing to do.
Uh-huh.
Now second down and 16. Hand off up the middle. He bounces outside to the right.
Good
he may go
back.
All the way. And did he get inside the cone? He's waving his arms no at the 1 yard line.
Andrade with a 24-yard run down to the 1.
And that
amazing.
May be the final nail in the coffin.
I'm just saying, if they score, do you take out Trip Burke? Knowing that he was hurt, you know, for 2 games or a game and a half earlier this year.
They're going for 2. No, they're not. They didn't get the touchdown, but they got it there.
That wasn't me.
I'm not seeing.
That wasn't
I'm not
me.
Seeing a signal. He had to have been in. Did
Come
they?
On.
Come on.
You got to be kidding me. Where's the signal? Maybe they can't get their arms up.
They put it on the board.
You've got to be kidding me.
Maybe the...
Why don't they signal a touchdown?
Well, maybe it's a hometown crew.
You know, that could hurt a young athlete's feelings, man.
Yeah, you score a touchdown.
Yeah,
you
want to see
the
arms go. Right.
Maybe he wasn't sure.
Maybe. All right, here we go. Spencer Ibarra lined up for the point after.
And we have a late entry.
Oh, boy, we sure do. You better get in place or they're going to have a motion penalty.
Do I go to the left or do I go to the right? He goes to the left. The snap, the kick, there's a flag, probably an illegal formation.
I think
the kick
so.
Was good. They're going to call it a legal procedure against Lake Havasu. And, you know, they
it was
have
a
to
late
be,
substitution.
They have to be set for at least 1 second.
I'm not sure he was in the right place. that was not, I mean, if you only had 10 men on the field, so what? Right? Do you have to have 11 men on the field, Jim?
No.
Thank you. All right, here we go.
I don't have him on my list.
Ibarra lining up.
From the 15.
No, I don't either.
No, and the kick is up, and it's good.
It was number 7, Seth Bernier. A penalty?
And now a late flag.
What? Will you wait for it to hit?
And they're all clapping on the Havasu side. They better be careful not to get a taunting call thrown right back at them. But obviously there was jawing after the play.
Personal foul against, Buckeye.
Well, that was a late flag for a personal foul, wasn't it?
Yeah, the ball landed on the track behind the goalpost, and they called the personal foul. I mean, I didn't see what happened. It must have been a chop block or something. I don't know. I didn't see it. They're marking it off. I don't know. Referees don't know. They're each looking at the head referee like, what did you call? Okay. So they got a marked ball. It's still 40. So we got a personal foul against Buckeye.
So
she's marking it off. I say she. It looks like a female ref. It is a female. Wait a minute. We had a game that was postponed on.
Oh, I bet you did.
No, we had one on 9/11 that was supposed to be on 9/12 because of a shortage of referees.
Right.
So, ladies, you can get involved and be a referee. Just get in touch with the AIA, and I think it's AIAonline.gov, if I remember right. And you can get all the background check stuff done there and everything.
Get ready to...
Seth is a good guy at the AIA, by the way.
You
want to talk to him. 7:16, getting closer to the Irish thing.
Here's the kickoff from the Havasu 45. Excuse me, the 45 of Buckeye. He kicks deep. Takes it at the goal line, 1 foot in the end zone, brings it back to the 15, to the 20, at the 23, he's hit, he spins, he pops outside, he's to the 28, and brought down at the 32-yard line. That was a nice return for the Buckeye Hawks at 7:07. The scoreboard reads 44-21. If they're going to do something, they need to do it right now.
Showed a little emotion on that kickoff I did, but that's because Ibarra put it. Right. He put Castro's heel right on the goal line.
Yep.
He had to run it out. And he did a great job of doing it, showing why he's one of the captains on this team.
Had 1 foot in, 1 foot out.
He did.
Three wide to the left. He turned around and shook it off.
I didn't say it.
Okay.
All right.
Here's the snap. He looks to the right and fires it well over his head of his intended receiver.
The water boy.
Justice Narini.
He hit the water boy. What the heck?
It's the water boy. Okay.
That was high quality H2O, man.
You can do it.
And that's it. 44-21, Fighting Knights, 7:03 left in the game. Man.
Okay.
I don't think I'm ever going to get past that name.
Second and 10, 31. Three wides to the left, one to the right. Cheerleaders jump and kick. Here's the snap. Number 8 sets back, throws it through a wasp nest of the purple haboob, and it lands at the 50-yard line.
Wow.
Dangerous pass.
About the only thing that accomplished for the Hawks was stopping the clock.
He was trying to thread the needle on that one.
Yeah. I didn't see where... I saw who the intended receiver was. I don't know. I think you've seen what you were going to see out of Buckeye, and they put up a good fight, but Havasu just had too much for him.
Are you being a quitter, Paul?
I'm being a homer.
Here's the snap. He takes it right up the middle, and he's going to pick up 7 yards on that play. To the 38-yard line.
Who's at the bottom of that tackle? Luke Johnson.
Luke Johnson.
Yep. Nice stop by Luke. Kept him from getting the first down on the quarterback keeper.
Number 18 is on the sideline.
Oh, my goodness.
That's number 18. Let's get it together.
It's a triple six, man. That's 18.
It's fourth down and 2.5. They're going for it. The snap. He fakes it, He keeps it himself, runs up the middle. He's going to have a first down and move the chains. Buckeyes staying alive.
That's a good effort. Mekhi Sharper, man, you know, he's just going to take them all on his shoulders.
That's pretty much what that play was.
That's what he's doing the last two plays.
Needed a lot of personal effort on that one, and he got her done. He's a captain, the quarterback, Mekhi Sharper. The snap, he drops back, he's looking to the left, throws a deep, arm got hit as he threw it, it's short, went right through his hands, and drops incomplete.
It not only went through the receiver's hands,
yeah,
it went through one of the Fighting Knights' hands. I just can't get a number right now. I want to say
it's a four and a something.
Is it Carter Devitt? I think it's Carter Devitt.
24.
Oh, 24. That's Andrade.
Christian Andrade?
Yep.
It's hard to catch it, though, after, you know, it's high-speed dart,
yeah,
and it's deflected at the last second.
Sure.
Yeah. Second down and 10.
Four-man front.
5:54 left in the game. The snap. He takes, and we have a whistle.
You see how fast
time out.
You see, look at this.
Timeout Havasu. Another timeout.
Really?
Let's take it. You're listening to KNTR 980 AM.
The Bradley Auto Group is a proud sponsor of high school football. Hey, this is Robert with the Bradley Auto Group. Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, and Riverview Auto Sales. You'll find hundreds of pre-owned and new vehicles on our lots. We are community-minded and always looking to support athletic and education causes. Please see any of our dealerships for a new car, truck, or SUV. We have award-winning service departments, body shop, parts departments, and from all of us at Bradley Auto Group, go Knights!
There's nothing better than Fighting Knights football on a Friday night, so that leaves the weekend open to family fun. Hi, I'm Cam Patterson with Havistyle Recreation in Lake Havasu City. Your family adventure begins at Havistyle Recreation, where we are family fun toys that not only fit your budget, but your lifestyle. You'll find toy haulers, fifth wheels, RVs, even truck campers. Styles and brands not found anywhere else but here. Campers and boaters and desert explorers. Bring your family fun to the next level at Havistyle Recreation.
Nice little dump-off pass. He picks it up, turns around, and moves into Havasu territory down to the 43-yard line.
Well, I don't see the fight in the dog going away. I just don't know if the dog has enough fight to get back 23 points.
I think they've got the fight. I just don't know that they have the time.
44-21.
The snap from the 48. Throws it out. That is a forward pass. He ducks, juice right, moves left. He's past the 40. Trying to get to the 35 where he's rounded out of bounds. That time, number one for your Fighting Knights, Trevor Thompson. Looked like he's thinking about throwing him out towards the track, but
yeah,
he pulled up and avoided the flag that time.
You have to wonder. I mean, I know they're division rivals in that, but it seems like there's some bad blood, you know, between these two teams.
There has been a little jawing.
There's been some personal fouls, that's for sure.
Second and two. The snap. Three wide right. He throws it to the short man at the 32. Makes it to the 30. He moves inside. He's knocked forward to the 26-yard line. That'll be a first down.
Keone Ellis. Keone Ellis for the Buckeye Hawks. There you go.
5 minutes left. They're moving as quickly as possible. Play is signaled in.
Yeah, definitely an up-tempo right now.
Trying to get him in the end zone as quickly as possible.
Five-man front.
Heavy penetration, and he keeps it. Runs out at the 20 for a gain of six.
They had the full blitz coming, man. Five guys on the defensive front. The purple haboob. And Mekhi just decided to keep it.
I like the way he handles himself.
He does. You know, a little bit of pressure. He knows when to move. I like the way Tripp does it better. I think Tripp, he has this sixth sense in his head. No pocket, no pocket.
The snap, a little bit high, he's going to keep it. Run right up the middle, breaks free of a tackler, he's at the 10, he's at the 5, he's at the 4, spins into the end zone. Touchdown, the Buckeye Hawks.
Yeah, number 5, pretty creative there for the Hawks. Adam Swain, that was a hold on the 5-yard line. You see the counter block as they march into the end zone? It was a hold downfield, for sure. What's that, number 8?
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the player making the block, the pick.
Oh, making the block. Okay, yeah. That was a quarterback keeper there, number eight.
Yeah, but he set the pick, and there was a hold. It was all jersey, and the Havasu player was complaining about it, didn't get the call.
For the extra point, and he goes for one, and the kick is good.
It is.
28-44 with 4:36 left. And we're going to hear from our sponsor, Paul?
We are. A couple minutes, we're going to hear from Jim. He's going to be singing, I think. It's 44-28. A cut above grooming. I'm going to learn the words then. Cut above grooming. From bath time to nail trims, a cut above grooming keeps your fur babies fresh, fluffy, and tick-free. Big or small, they do it all. Lake Havasu's affordable grooming solution. My favorite home to Sparky, the cadaver dog who found Jimmy Hoffa. It said so on the radio. Main Street, Lake Havasu. Find them on Facebook. A cut above grooming. Shandy. Love her, man. She's been with us for a couple of years now. Doing very well. Doing very, very well. I like it when small businesses choose radio and do well.
Paul,
you
keep mentioning Jimmy Hoffa.
What?
And that was that fake kick, only it wasn't fake this time. And it goes on the ground to the 45-yard line.
He did do it, didn't he?
He did.
He did.
Where it's picked up by our very own Tristan Andrade. Nice recovery. Didn't bobble at all. Solid catch. Boom.
He turned around from the book club and then hit a line drive.
And kicked it. Yeah.
That was crazy.
That is our third onside attempt for them.
That's a little long for an onside kick, though. I don't see where that really... I mean, I could see where it would work with an inexperienced team, but the Knights just... They adapted. They ran it well. 4.5 minutes.
73 coming out late.
Here comes the mini Haboob
for
offensive line.
Hawks. Three wide right. He's going to hand it off. Right the clock. He has some room at the 45 to the 50 into Hawk territory at the 47.
Coach is in eat the clock mode. You can tell when Andrade gets the ball, right? Covers it up.
Hawks have three timeouts.
I don't think anyone covers up the ball better than Andrade at this point in the game when you want to kill the clock. And you know everybody's trying to strip it.
And they didn't call a timeout there. There is 4 minutes left.
Right.
Second and three. Three wide to the right from the gun. He is letting that clock roll. And, you know, he doesn't have a play clock to look at.
No, he
so
doesn't.
He has to do this in his head. Now, they do give a signal.
Yeah.
The official does give a warning signal.
Ah,
there's
that.
The handoff.
Wow.
He's at the 45, turns in to the 40, and brought down forward to the 38.
Look at the experience of Trip Burke, that quarterback. Now I know why they left him in, because you got the timekeeper back there at the 15-yard line
and he
of Buckeye.
Gives the signal.
And it's a she. She gives the signal. Here we go.
Are you sure it's OG?
I am.
Have to ask her what her pronoun is.
Well, they're not he, him, and hungry, because those are mine. All right.
It's 3:24 left in the game. Trevor Burke still in at quarterback.
Yeah. I want to see
Halo
a score here.
Wide right.
I want to hear Cheney warm up. I want to see a score.
Luke Johnson to the left. First and 10. The snap. Hands it off up the middle. He is spinning around, and that's going to be about 5 yards. A late hit
there
by number four. No, it's on. You're okay with it.
No, I know. It's just not cool.
It was not cool. That was a late hit in the back, well after the play, by number four, Jesse Wagner.
I guess I should celebrate, because the ball's going to go 15 yards that away, being right to left, and another... chance for Jim to warm up his pipes or his bagpipes. Ooh, that would be cool. I'm going to see if I can get a set of bagpipes so I can play them while you're doing the Irish lullaby. Does that mix the Irish and the Scottish?
Well, yeah, it's more
would
of
it work?
Scottish.
How could you put someone to sleep with bagpipes, though? I know, it was my idea. I'm
the Scottish
myself.
Do. Maybe the Irish
I don't
do.
Know. I don't know. It's kind of like that longest street in Bullhead thing.
You just never been to an Irish funeral.
Or your street.
Well, you're about to go, Paul.
Hey, now.
2:38.
I have a quarter Irish, by the way, folks. I'm not 100% French Canadian. All right. Wow. 2.5 minutes. I don't know what they're standing around for.
Well, they're wasting clock.
They really are.
They are not stopping the clock.
I see what they're doing. There we go.
Are they going to?
Three.
It's first.
Two. Nope. Delay a game. Or did they call a timeout?
Did they have one? They had one left.
They called timeout with 2:15 left. 44-28 Havasu.
First offensive timeout.
What do you think, man? There's no 2-minute warning in high school, right? There's no 2-minute warning.
I think it's silly that in college they made it the 2-minute, what do they call it? They don't call it a warning.
Oh, I don't know.
It's a
2-minute standby? You know, there are a lot of things about college football I like better than the NFL, especially the overtime rule.
Yes.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. All right, let's talk about Neat Pool and Supply. Wayne Malone, one of my favorite people in Havasu. Neat Pool and Supply is a one-stop shop for expert pool service and parts, Bullfrog and Hot Spring Jacuzzis. Neatpool.com. That's Neatpool.com.
They're pulling our taco stand away.
Oh.
The taco stand came
up.
Well,
you know, it's the end of the game, man. It's, you know, they're probably singing
lullaby. Here's the snap. Trip Burke pitches it outside. Now he pops way outside to
Andrade.
The 15 to the 12-yard line. Just shy of the first down. That'll bring up second and very short for your Havasu Knights. We might be putting some icing on the cake.
Yeah?
Maybe some ice cream on the hot apple pie.
Ooh.
It's 44-28.
What if it's cherry?
I don't put ice cream on cherry,
don't
do
take
you?
Cherry pie a la mode? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you probably put ketchup on your scrambled eggs.
No, I do. Sometimes.
I do.
I mix it with mayonnaise, though. Mayonnaise is its own food group, sir.
Here we go. We've got...
Don't take my taco truck, though.
It's gone.
I know. I see it. No, it's right there, isn't it?
We have two backs to the left and the right of Trip Burke and one behind him, and he kneels down with 1:19. The clock's going to run. Are they going to stop it? maybe I need some water, Paul.
Maybe you do. I don't know. Last time I tried to stop you, now I'm just going to enjoy it and probably fall asleep and let you tear down. There you go. 1 minute left. We're into the 1 minute mark.
It's running.
44-28. It's third down. Six to go. Can we get to see a field goal?
Kind of an odd victory.
I'd love to see a field goal.
It's like a shotgun victory formation.
Yeah, it is.
Which is why you have the one back behind.
Man,
there. And now he's just going to stand there with it for a little while, and then he downs it. And that's an Irish
oh, somebody hold me. That was pretty cool. All right. Good job, Jim Chaney, the newest play-by-play voice of KNCR Sports.
Rest in peace, Buckeye.
Nice. Dude, yeah, that was a good Irish brogue, too.
May you rest in peace with your Lucifer at your side.
We got no time on the clock. That's it.
That's going to wrap it up. Final score, 44-28 in favor of your Havasu Knights. So let's see. That was a 16-point win. What did I say? I think I said, 10 to 15, 10 to 20-point win?
I said 10. You said, 20. Yeah.
20?
You were pretty close.
We were right on. We know our high school football, it turns out.
We know our Havasu and Fighting Knights, that's for sure.
They're I don't know. I think they looked better last week. Overall. When they look good, they look good. But there were times.
They sputtered in the second quarter, but they had enough to put it back together, and against better competition they looked, you know.
Well, this
better
is
competition,
better competition.
That's what I mean. Against better competition, they scored 44 points. You can't down them for that.
Yeah.
So good job, Havasu. I would say my player of the game, I don't know who, probably Luke Johnson. Two touchdowns. inside the five. Of course, it was a goal line formation type thing, but Luke Johnson just walks it in. Plus, he had a lot of good catches. He had great plays on defense, a couple of open field tackles.
And they just gave Coach the Gatorade dump.
Really? For going 5-1? Okay. I guess that's how they do things in Havasu.
Well, they didn't do that.
No. Maybe it can't be his birthday. I don't know. If it is, I'm embarrassed.
Well, his mom and dad are here.
Yesterday. Well, I just they come to every game.
I didn't see a cake in the stands.
He lives in the basement.
I'm still disappointed they took away our taco truck.
All right. We got to wrap this up.
How are we going to do that, Paul?
Well, Havasu still on the road next week. You'll have Steve Greeley and Bill Beckman, and they're at Deer Valley. Is that right?
Deer Valley.
And I think Deer Valley.
And it's at Deer Valley.
Yeah, again, another road game before they
so
come back
gonna
home.
They're going to travel, huh?
They're going to travel.
Okay, and then after that, on the 17th, you've got Yonker. You're telling me that's the tough one.
That's the powerhouse. They've got the most points right now in this 4A West. Yes.
So a good night for the Havasu Fighting Knights. Thank you for joining us and your patience. I hope I didn't go too far.
No, you did good. You almost put me to sleep there, though.
Well, that's what the song is for.
And
make you cry.
Right. And I'm told by one listener they really enjoyed the Lucifer jokes.
Oh, somebody texted you?
Yeah.
Okay.
That text, it was good, though. We made him laugh.
What do they call him for short?
Lucy?
That's what I was thinking.
Satan? I don't know. Satan? All right, we're going to go. All right, thanks for joining us again next week at Deer Valley. 44-28, Havasu, as they turn the scoreboard off. I almost got lost there. All right, we'll see you when we return. Jim and I will be on the 24th, and that'll be against the other powerhouse, Estrella Foothill, in Estrella.
So we get 2 weeks off.
Yes. Yes, enjoy it. All right, we'll see you next week, again, on Havasu Fighting Knights Football.
River Valley Window Company of Havasu is the contractor's choice for new construction and remodels. They're chosen time and time again because of their no-fuss, no-pressure personalized service and top-quality products with lifetime warranties from window manufacturers such as Milgard Windows. Choose River Valley Window Company, Milgard Certified Dealer, for all your new construction and replacement needs. Visit the River Valley Window Company showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and online at rvwco.com. rvwco.com.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test. So it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena. Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas, Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and Endless Pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies, free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights!
Nestled between Parker and Havasu, the Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort is beloved by travelers, adored by locals, where everyday life melts into something extraordinary. From a romantic evening under the stars or a well-earned break from routine, the Springs Dining offers a menu and setting worth savoring. Enjoy a dockside lunch, cocktails in the lounge, or hold your event in the Oasis Room. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Reserve now at HavasuSprings.com.
Living in the desert presents some unique challenges, like some pretty unsavory pests taking up residency in your home. The problem is, oftentimes you don't notice them until it's too late. Havasu Pest Control has been inspecting, detecting, and helping to control desert pests in Havasu since 1973. They're state certified to help you maintain a pest and rodent-free environment. So call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054. Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems, proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
Thank you for listening to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. This game has been brought to you by Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havistyle Recreation, Tireman of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanty's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, A More Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. Let's join our regular programming on KNTR Sports AM FM. Welcome to the team.